Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Friday. And what I've got to say is the first episode in which every member of the Sloppers is here in 2025.
Just full house. Me. Bingo, much.
Shout bingo, Dom.
Bingo.
Dom's here. Tom, you look fucking wild.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm very tired.
Did you not sleep last night?
I've been sleeping for 13 hours.
Do you think you get too much sleep?
Oh yeah.
Do you think these are your tortoise genes kicking in? Because it's about now that they go down for hibernage.
I'm in hibernation mode, I think. Yeah. I've put my weighted blanket out of storage, so it feels like I'm in some kind of coma, some kind of cocoon.
You have storage?
Well, my cupboard.
Oh, you meant like a self-storage unit in the A6.
Oh, imagine cracking that open after Dom dies. What would be in there? Oh, Jesus Christ.
How much REM do you think you get?
REM?
That's the big sleep, isn't it? That's the one you really want.
Well, I don't know. I had a dream that my room was clean last night. Kind of an aspirational dream.
Can you imagine what his room looks like? Have you ever had the crumbs and detritus above ankle height?
My room is very small, and about 2 months ago, I hired a professional cleaner to clean it.
They refused.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, she died due to the fumes, so he just steps across her now.
Is she also in the cupboard?
No.
Under the weighted
blanket. Does she enjoy it?
She was called Giselle or something.
By weighted blanket, of course, you mean the patio outside, don't you, that she's buried under?
Yeah.
Did she clean it?
Yeah, she did.
Why didn't you clean it, you lazy bastard?
Twat!
I'm too busy.
You're not too
busy. You're not busy.
I've never met anyone less busy.
I'm too busy sleeping.
Imagine that. Come in while I'm sleeping, but if you disturb me, I won't pay you. But you have to hoover the crumbs off my tits.
Oh, God. It is quite dirty in there. There's lots of cards all over the floor as well.
Is there?
Yeah.
What, is it like business cards?
No, magic card, Magic the Gathering card.
Not this. Ethan James in the corner, how are you, Ethan?
Oh, yeah, hello, Joe. Episode 238.
Lovely, brilliant. And that was for what reason?
Just to let everyone know where we're up to, really.
Welcome all. Do you keep a mucky room?
No, not anymore these days. Although, just before I left the house today, I did put the kitchen into the living room out the car.
Hey! Still not in the kitchen, though, by the way.
Wow, one step at a time.
One step at a time. That's 6 months there in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, the problem is he's put the kitchen in the living room, but the living room's in the bathroom. Yes. So he's got to move it all around.
There's so much
it's
going
like
on.
A fucking Rubik's Cube, that house.
Too much going on. Yeah. So let's get into it. I, with you, Dom, and with you, Joe.
Hello.
We celebrated your birthday!
I'm the age that our Lord was when he died now. I'm 33 years old. The magic number.
Do you feel like a lord?
No. I feel good, actually, though, after my British Gas ad success.
So, I didn't know that. Last time we spoke, it was in the balance.
Yeah, I thought it was terrible the other day, and I rushed away, and I probably made them all feel quite bad because they didn't know what was going on. Because I was like, I've got to go home, because I felt so terrible. And it actually came out pretty all right, so...
You paid for that?
Did I pay for it?
Have you been paid for that, I said?
Yes, I have, yes.
Was it?
Yeah, can I see it?
I've got it here.
Well, let's have a look.
There you go, press play.
Oh, wow. You've brought a real warmth to the space.
Yeah.
Channel 4 Homes, sponsored by British Gas Boilers.
Do you like a bicky?
No, Jack and Bicky. Love that.
Good, isn't it?
Really well done, no!
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You are in some big boy adverts there now, aren't you? Train line.
Do you know what you are? You're the master of the things that people want to get renationalised. Aren't you? The trains, gas and electric. What's your other one?
Funnily enough, I'm in all the adverts that...
Yeah, and what was the third? What was the other one you did?
EAFC.
Tesco. Maybe trim that bit about where he said that. But so you're very much the kind of anti Mick Lynch.
Yeah. Where do you want to go next?
Gambling. Oh no, I've done that.
You need to do. Well, what do people want to renationalise?
Oh, NHS.
The waterworks. Yeah, so you want to work for the
city? Oh, yes. One for Thames Water.
I need to do Thames Water next.
Yeah, just a video of you dumping loads of sewage into Loch Ness.
Yeah, just me bent over a river, having a shit in a river,
firing your hot spew.
Yeah. Was British Airways ever national? Was that ever?
I don't think it was.
National airline.
That'd be cool though.
The Queen used to love it, didn't she?
How's South Korea National Airline doing?
What are you bringing that up for?
Oh, the plane crash. That's
don't say that because I'm going to Korea in 2 months.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's hope they got rid of that concrete wall when you're going.
How diddly dare you?
Why are you looking at me?
Well done for the advert, though, Dom.
Yeah, well done. Yeah.
They paid you handsomely, of course.
Yeah, they paid me all right.
Let's go back to your birthday. Oh, no. New Year. New Year. How was your New Year? Did you do the countdown fireworks?
No.
10.
No, I was in bed. I was probably eating a wrap. Actually, Tesco's was only open until 6 or 7 at night. So I've got back into my wrap situation. But they ran out of Lurpak in the top, so spreadable. So I had to get the blocks of Lurpak. And it's very unspreadable on a wrap, because if you put a wrap on the duvet, you can't spread on the duvet because it tears.
Isn't it so annoying that they don't think of that?
So I have to get... I found out... Yeah. You know how I used to... My shame levels go down after a while. I used to wake up outside my front door and pull up my own vomit and be kind of all right with that. And now I've got to the stage where I get those blocks of Lurpak. And instead of using a knife or anything, because it's not very spreadable, I just use my fingers and kind of dig into it and then kind of spread on the wrap. Oof. With
so
my hand.
The rest like of a masseuse the... getting some oil on someone's back.
Yeah.
So whilst the rest of the UK were doing the countdown, you were spreading butter on your wraps.
Yeah.
Do you go and immediately wash your hands after you've done that?
No, I lick them.
Oh my God.
If you're Dom's mother and you can just hear in his room of the butter on the wraps, and he comes out with all these buttery hands and goes to wash them, you'd think, bloody hell.
And then if I found out the truth, I'd go, I wish he was wanking.
Yeah.
In all honesty.
Yeah.
Because you sort of pouring butter onto wraps. The one good thing about wraps is they don't leave crumbs. Mm. So at least, because if you were doing toast with butter,
I put so much salt on it, more than sea salt, that actually when I turn the wrap upwards, the salt comes out of the bottom.
Right.
So
it there just is. Becomes a big
are you already having ham on this as well?
Yeah.
So you're having a salty ham?
Salt, ham, cheese, and salt and vinegar crisps on them.
You don't need salt.
And salad.
And you throw salt on that?
And salad cream, yeah. So all the salt kind of shoots out onto my bed. God. And I don't wipe them off, so I'm kind of laying on all these. It feels like I'm laying on a rocky beach to go to sleep.
Would you ever keep the butter on your fingers, you know, to have a little go?
No. I've got lubrication for that. I spent years without lubrication.
Gee, you don't use lubrication every time, do you?
No, but you should have a go. It's quite decent.
Did you ever use anything wild as growing up?
No.
No.
I used a winter glove once.
A winter glove?
Yeah, like the big ones.
Do you miss the times when you were a teenager and it used to hurt afterwards because you would ache?
I don't know if that ever happened to me.
Not sure that happened to me, that one.
How many times did you do it?
Probably 3 or 4 times a day.
So the fourth one would ache?
No, I mean for the first one would ache because it was so egregious.
So egregious. Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you what wasn't egregious. Went out for Dom's birthday.
Yes. Now, this story is going to involve me, Joe and Dom, but Ethan was invited.
I was at work.
And we didn't wait for him. But
that was Dom. Dom said that. Said that.
Yeah. Well, I had to get back.
Dom's birthday, 33 years old. Me, Joe, and Dom went. You'll like this, Ethan. Joe booked a table for two, even though there's three of us.
Do you know why I did that? What? Do you know that it worked out very well?
It did.
Because that's all I could book. It was the day before. No, it was the morning of. Dom, you'd already tried to book a table, couldn't get it to work. I don't know what happened there. So I went on the website and thought, I'll book us a table.
Yeah.
I could only book a table for two. But I thought, what we'll do is, let's book the table for two and just ask to stick a third on. Because when you're there and you've got a booking, and we had to sit at the bar for 10 minutes, but it got us in. It got us through the front doors and it was packed out. Yeah. There's a place on Deansgate, a new place called Flatiron.
Now, this has been in London for a while, I think, like 12 years. So the hype is well and truly sort of died down a little bit. But because we've got in Manchester, I've never been.
No.
And you've been, and you were singing its praises.
Yeah, I worked there for a day.
What?
In London, when it was first in London.
Did you?
Yeah. I had a trial shift, was hired that night, came in the next day, did a shift, got fired the next day.
What did you
fired
do?
For? What did you do?
Well, at the time, there was these cool kind of waiters, and I'd never worked in a restaurant before, but I said I had. And he kept sitting down on the benches next to to customers in a cool kind of way, as a kind of camaraderie. Oh, what can I get you? What can I get you? So I thought, oh, that's what you do. You should sit down with the families and take the orders, because that's more like... So I'd sit down and go, oh, what? And they looked at me like I was a complete freak. And I thought, oh, how do I write orders? I don't know how to write orders shorthand. So it was just like a table of eight. And they'd say like chips or, oh, steak medium rare and salad and peppercorn sauce. So I'd gone, oh, I'll write everything shorthand. So it was like M, medium rare steak. So I put MRS and then...
MRSA.
Then MSG or something. Someone. And then... C for chips, but then something would be chips and then seps
or something. Like a corn as well, please.
Yeah, so I get to the till and go, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm not going to look under confidence. I'll just type random things in the till.
That's better.
So it came out and they all said, this isn't for me, this isn't for me, this isn't for me. And also, I couldn't take the things out of the lift because it was too hot. The trays.
So what, did you just leave it till it went cold?
Yes, yeah, so I said, sorry, I can't get this out of the... Can you get it for me?
What, to the table?
No, to another member of staff.
And what? How did they look at you?
They didn't really know what was going on.
Because at that point, if someone has to do the job for you, you might as well not exist.
Yeah.
So this actually that day?
Yeah, they said, can I have a word with you?
Said, oh, they
not,
didn't.
I said, it's not working out. I said, well, what was wrong? Yeah. It says it's not working now.
And did they allow you to come all the way in? Did they not text you?
Well, I was living with Escor Gita, the prostitute at the time, which was just up the road. It was in Soho. It's probably still there, actually.
So we went.
Yeah, we had a great time.
It's like fine dining feel, or like a sort of high-end steakhouse feel, but kind of like half the prices of a high-end steakhouse.
Gorgeous restaurant, gorgeous look. Yeah. I met you and
Marble
Dom by the bar.
Marble tables and stuff.
Dom nearly had a drink. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, that was good, wasn't it?
Well, I said, can I have a non-alcoholic G&T? Said, yes. Can you make sure that's non-alcoholic?
And you pointed to the one on the menu that was the non-alcoholic one.
Is it? Can I just make sure it's this one?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then when she was making it, we looked at each other and went,
no.
This is going to be...
And then she put it on the table and I said, excuse me, is that non-alcoholic? She was like, oh, sorry, no. It's
what happens then? What happens?
Dom kills himself because he has a sip of alcohol and he's ruined 6 months of his life.
What? Yeah. If you serve someone who's a recovering alcoholic...
What if I was allergic?
Who specifically asked for a non-alcoholic... Well, I think allergic's all right because if you're allergic, you might have the tools on you to, you know, help you out. But if you are an addict...
Yeah.
And you end up having a sip of beer that puts you on this spiral that can knock you out for another year.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's
really I'll go in and blame her. I'll go in and wreck the place. I'll go in and kill her.
Oh, no. No. Okay.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. Well done. Well done.
You see, growth.
Yeah. This,
so what we got is they do a normal steak, which is their like house steak, 14 quid.
Great.
You can't argue that. You're not getting a steak for 14 quid anywhere other than a Wetherspoons. And this is like we said, marble tables, they'll serve you free alcohol, even when you don't ask for it. That kind of joint. So we got the extra special because it was Dom's birthday. We got the ribeye, or the rib steak, it was called. Which I think was 28 quid, which is a lot. But still, Hawksmoor's like a minute down the road. And
but we shared it.
That same thing would cost you 60 quid. So we shared the steak. We also got a burger to share. You got the burger to yourself.
Well, Dom said it's the best burger he's ever had.
Yeah.
And when someone says that... Now, here's the thing with steak. I do love steak.
Yeah.
But you could probably spend 9 or 10 quid in a good supermarket, get a good cut, and if you follow some good steps, you could probably master a real nice, great steak. But there's something about the complexities of a buddy belting burger with the smash elements to it. There was like a truffle butter.
Was there a truffle element?
Yeah,
there?
It was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was.
And I was gobsmacked
it
by
was
it.
It was phenomenal, wasn't it?
But I was, and I don't mean to rub this in, Ethan, because we are going to talk about how good the food is. In fact, we're going to do.
He's been before.
We're going to do Sloppy Joe's big meeting, yearly meeting there, I think.
Yeah.
Next week, yeah?
Oh, that's nice, yes.
You might be able to invite. You might be invited.
Yeah, you're working that day, but we're going to.
The sides were... Now, here's the thing. The sides were phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I think the sides were better than Hawksmoor sides.
Really?
Uh-huh. I think the ships were great.
Here's another thing that's good about it. When on arrival, free, unlimited popcorn cooked in beef dripping, which is a thing I've never had and it was exceptional.
Yeah.
You also get the chips cooked in beef dripping. I had my lower half satin beef dripping for the entire thing. That sort of lukewarm bath of beef dripping, which allowed my natural flavours to come out. Everything's just done in beef dripping, but we had the mac and cheese, which was fantastic. We had a
it
mash.
Got better than mac and cheese.
You loved
I think
the
it got
mash,
be- I think
you?
It got better than
that aubergine though is
it's like an aubergine like lasagna almost.
Here's why I don't like mash, right? It's because it's the same texture and you get this sort of soft sort of what that mash had like you know, like scraps from the chippy, yeah. Offcuts of the fat. It had real nice texture throughout it. So you had a blob of like garlic butter sitting on top of it, ready to be melted in, and then a sprinkling of these like little battered bites. So when you had a spoon of it, I was like, "Fuck me!"
Yeah, it was it. The whole thing, though, if you sum up in a word, it was rich.
Yeah, it was.
My
rich.
Lord, was it rich? Mm. But I tell you what, though, you go around the corner. And you do see the chefs cooking on an open flame, the steaks on a griddle in front of everyone. Which
this
is
feels like
nice.
This feels like a sponsored segment, doesn't
I know, it?
Doesn't.
But honestly,
well, the thing is
I absolutely loved it. And we ate, we had one of every side and two chips.
Yeah.
The biggest, most expensive steak they did.
Yeah.
And two burgers.
They do change the specials
and you
as
had,
well.
You had two drinks. He had two drinks. I had two drinks. And I think it was like before tip, it was like 108 quid.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I know isn't cheap, but a steak restaurant with, we only got one steak.
We got everything on the menu.
But we got everything on the menu and it was 110 quid. I don't think that's bad for three of you.
Was that
going all out? Every side.
With drinks.
I'm going to clip this up
with
and send it to them.
Phenomenal place.
A brilliant job there. Was that the best birthday you've ever had, I guess?
No, he's been, did you not hear where he went last year?
No, I've had some kind of weird sexual things on my birthdays. I'm sure I've told
you
that.
What restaurant you went to?
Oh, the 3-star Michelin.
I've heard that.
Yeah, that was really lovely. That was lovely.
What's the weirdest sexual thing you had on your birthday?
Oh, no, kind of like I've told you my lesbian friend, the Red Wine Society, one time, we're actually on Escort Gita's floor. I don't know why we're on the floor, because it's just a floorboard. And we were just hugging. Spooning on the floor, and she's very much a lesbian, like an anarchist kind of communist, short black hair. She's got photographic memory. I don't think
I like how he said very much a lesbian and then proceeded to list like six things that have nothing to do with being gay or not, you know, anarchist, communist, short black hair, photographic memory, classic. Or your textbook, either that or she's a very good chess player. Like, she's either one of the best chess players in the world or a lesbian,
and she knows it's your birthday.
She starts saying, can you put your cock in my bum?
Oh my god.
Okay. And what does she mean by that?
Genuinely.
Let me just get this straight. She's got a photographic memory.
Yeah.
She's a communist. This doesn't add up.
Yeah, what do you think she meant by that?
Well, I think I know what she meant by that.
Well, let's work it out. Let's sort of dissect this. So, what, like you said, Joe, what could she have meant by that? What's the subtext?
I think she liked things in her bum, and she had lots. She had, she probably still has. She has an assortment of butt plugs with Roman emperors on the end of them.
No, you looked at me
like Nero.
No, you
they're marble faces.
Then, as if to say. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Well, I knew I'd get you in that one. No, they had marble faces
Roman
on the end
emperors.
Of it.
Is one of them called Julius Pleaser?
Very, very good.
Can you get a list of Roman emperors up, please? And we'll try and make some more of them.
Yeah.
So
I'm not sure if they were ivory carved. But
I hope they weren't.
Because those are illegal. And I'm not sure where in the world they would have originated from.
Anyway, so there was a series of toys with Roman emperors' faces on it.
I don't even know. Is that a thing? Wow.
Well, yeah.
I'd probably go Greek gods.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing, we used to watch Adventure Time a lot in her flat. She used to cook scallops from Waitrose. I tried, but I tried to put my hand on her genitals.
She didn't want that at all.
No. So she only wanted to use me as a sort of inseminatory tool.
This is your birthday.
Were her Roman emperor.
But then my friend came back and then they laughed about that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was Caligula, yeah.
Really?
Jesus.
Kind of makes sense, I suppose.
I wonder how you know you like that.
Well, I was invited to her birthday the other month.
Oh, so you still speak? That's cool.
Oh, yeah, but she used to be so, so thin. And now she's extremely overweight.
Right.
Because she came to one of my Shakespeare shows.
Do you think she got bloated much like the Roman Empire? Do you think that like, she's sort of the hedonism and the...
I think the hedonism, yeah, because she invited me to her birthday and she said, oh, don't be worried because there's a lot of...
Me.
There's a lot of...
Me.
...communist lesbians that are going to be there.
And they've well, all got photographic words. Memories, of course. So anything you do will be stored forever.
I think you've made that up. She said, don't be worried, there's a lot of...
Yes, and I said, sorry, I'm not going because I say...
What? As you, why does that put you on?
I'd have been ready to go.
Well, because
I'd come dressed as a Roman.
Because I'd be the only man there. And she said, afterwards, the fact, she was like, oh, it's good that you didn't come because it sort of turned into an impromptu orgy. So I would have just been there with these women fisting each other.
Oh, no.
And that would have been awkward because I wouldn't know what to do. And I've been in that situation before with her, like I told you, and I didn't know what to do then either. But with a room full of lesbians, I wouldn't even have had a chance to do anything.
Mad. That's, well, crazy, that.
Yeah. I don't know.
So Flatiron was great.
Yeah, it was good.
Flatiron was lovely.
The chopped spinach was good, and you said the chopped spinach.
I don't like the chopped spinach. It's too peppery for me.
He's off his fucking
yeah, it's too rich for your blood, isn't
it? Yeah, it's too rich for me. Yeah, spinach was over the line for me.
Over the line.
That's where I call the line. That's
I'll
where I
drink
call
pure butter. Truffle butter.
Yeah, yeah.
Butter.
Oh,
a bit of iron.
Let's go back there for... Now, I know people know this, but obviously Sloppy Joe is a well-oiled machine, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we're on top of everything. We've got everything, you know, great. But once a year, we do have a big Sloppy Joe's meeting.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
right.
I think...
Okay.
We should do Flatiron.
It's a sort of State of the Union address, isn't it?
I've never been to one of these. Can I be the which one didn't own the slaves?
Pardon?
I thought you were talking about the Civil War.
Oh. Nope, never did we mention the Civil War, which is weird.
In America.
No.
The guy, Lincoln's lot didn't own the slaves.
The Redcoats. Am I the Redcoats?
Yeah, sure.
Why?
Did they own the slaves?
No, the Confederates did, didn't they? The
Confederates, okay. They wanted to keep the slaves, didn't they?
Yeah.
Why did we... Anyway, we're going to have a big meeting. Don't know why. Why did we get onto the Civil War?
I don't know.
Can't wait for it.
Because you said State of the Union.
Last episode, we talked about our New Year's resolutions. Actually, me, Finn, and Joe did our top three New Year's resolutions. Do you look at the New Year with, you know, happiness, joy?
Not particularly. I'd like to stop watching porn this year.
Good one, that.
It's a classic.
Because it's just not very good for your brain. It's not very good for the male brain.
It's bad.
It's really
not?
Bad. No, it's terrible.
Why?
It does something to your, what they're called, like mirror synapses in your brain. And it also gives you erectile dysfunction. It lowers your libido. It's in lieu of the function that your naturally proclivity to want to mate and find a mate. And so it just gets rid of your drive.
But what about the positives?
That you come and... You have a good time watching a woman spread her legs online.
There's always pros and cons to these things.
Yeah, I think the cons outweigh the pros, maybe.
Mm. So you're going to try and stop? That's good.
Yeah.
How long have you been? Have you gone so far?
Oh, not at all yet. Yeah.
When do you plan on?
Plus, it's very difficult for me now because I'm back on antidepressants. I finally took the plunge.
Well done. Well,
yeah, I feel a lot better, but it makes it very difficult to. End the process of.
I love how you're holding back your words now, but fisting lesbians was just coming out of your mouth moments ago.
Well, I find talking about genitals and their issue quite disgusting.
Yeah. So is this a common side effect of antidepressants?
Yeah.
And what else is there a side effect?
You're
less depressed.
Well, that's the good side effect, isn't it?
Very good side effect.
Pros and cons to all these things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I'm bringing it full circle, that one.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're feeling better?
Yes, I'm not feeling disastrous like the world's going to implode. Actually, no, it's worse than that. You know what? I wish, I said to you the other day, and I said, I wish a lot of ale on a lot of people. I like doing that.
Are these like celebrities or just like people you know?
No, like you and him and me and him.
When was the last time we all got wished death on? Or like wished
ill? No, I don't wish death on you.
Yeah.
What's I just wish you to be a bit sad more. I wish you not to be so successful. I wish you not to have any friends, so you have to be friends with me.
Thanks, Tom.
No problem. But I would never, ever want anyone to experience depression. It's fucking grim. And this year was particularly weird and bad, and I felt, really bizarre. Can't describe it. But thank you, antidepressants. Thank you, NHS.
Brilliant. And the Sloppers for their love and support.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much for all the birthday wishes. That was lovely. Yeah, that was so nice.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
That's nice. Yeah.
How long has it been since you had a drink?
It's coming up to 6 months.
That's amazing.
Did you, not to try and bring you down, did you think and maybe hope that you would have a lift of mood from stop quitting drinking?
And I thought I'd lose a lot of weight as well, but no bueno.
That's all right. That's right, you've done amazingly well. How long, is this the longest period you've gone off drinking?
Probably since I was 19, yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
Are you still on the paint strippers, the old fat tablets?
Well, I lost them, and then I rang the GP.
You ate so many of them, you put weight on.
I rang the rang the GP to get more. They said, what's happened to them? You'll want to know what's happened to them. I think I said I left them in London. So they sent me a month's supply, and with the wraps, I worked out the maths of it. So one of them takes away 30% of the fat.
Yeah.
But I thought if I ate three of them, it'll take away 90% of the fat.
Does it work like that?
No, probably not.
So you're just tripling the dose?
Yeah, but the fat that's coming out of my arsehole is not orange anymore. It's kind of bright yellow, so something's gone wrong.
Have you got a weight loss journey planned?
No, why are you bringing that up? I don't need to lose any weight.
Cheers. I think
what's
you
number
do
two
need
on
to
your
don't
resolution?
Don't say that, because you made me look like a man.
That's unfortunate for you. What's number two on your New Year's resolution?
I'd like some more adverts. I'd like a proper acting job.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I've got an audition coming up.
Is it for Corrie? Aren't they getting rid of all the casts?
For a TV show.
No way.
Think of the most perfect casting for me.
They're making a it's called Autumn Fight, and basically the Conkers come alive.
No.
Lord of the Rings?
No, but similar vein.
Similar vein.
Think of English folklore.
Oh,
Robin Hood.
Yes.
Robin Hood, you are obviously Little John.
No.
The other one.
Yes.
The monks.
Merlin.
Monk.
Friar Tuck.
Friar Tuck.
Ah! You got an audition for that?
I do, yeah.
Are you allowed to tell everyone that you've got that?
Probably not, no. It's probably NDA. Sorry.
So you can do that. Would you mind, what's it called? The monks. What's that haircut the monks wear? There's a specific name for it.
Tincture or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's not that, but yeah, you're right. So that'd be a fantastic, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. It'd be unbelievable.
What ever happened to the short film you were making as well?
What with that?
That's called
The Woman.
Peter.
She goes on from a lot of things. I'm going to a birthday party in
can we
the big beginning of February. I can ask her.
I think
she's guess right. right. Guess who's coming? This is the lineup. She's booked an Airbnb, and for her 33rd birthday, she wants us all to run 33 kilometres, okay?
Oh, for fuck's
sake. But obviously,
a birthday party, you have to run there.
Yeah, but obviously I'm not coming. This is the guest list.
For the 33K?
Yeah. Her naturist friend called Neil, who's naked all the time.
Oh my God.
And also, what a nickname as well.
A man,
Matrix Neil.
Other than bend over,
he was born for the role.
A man who we said's a pervert, but she said, no, he's not a pervert. And then the month afterwards, she said, oh, I've been to a BDSM showcase with him where he had a big erection and loads of women were showcasing this, these BDSM things on him. So obviously he is a pervert. Then we've got a woman and her husband who are strict Catholics, but she's cheated on him a lot and he knows about it. Then we've got her prostitute friend, who's called Shannon, who had a Korean, who's got this Korean client, who studies at Glasgow Classics,
and narrowed it down a bit too much.
She blocked him, and then she said, "You have to pay me £10,000 for me to unblock you," and he did pay her that. She's crazy. Then we've got her husband coming, who she's getting a divorce with. And then I'm going. And
please
then,
go.
Oh, I'm absolutely going to.
Oh, yes! That should be a podcast in itself, his own special.
So stupid.
When you said it in the lineup, I thought you were going to say, like, Neil Young for some reason. Like, yeah, she's paid someone to, like, perform.
Oh, absolutely not, no. But there's a lot of nutters going.
I was
going
to say, doesn't this character, the escort, not know about sloppy joes? So if we were to go this, we couldn't have
this.
Yeah,
if you did go,
identity.
You'd have to not mention anything to do with this at all.
That's quite mad, because that's really how we all know each other.
Because if she ever listens back to this, your friendship's over, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think
that's just 15 years down the drain?
I thought she'd just be like, oh, live and let live.
She would probably take it as a huge betrayal.
Did she get you anything for your birthday?
Yes, she got me a cabinet which we've called the Scrinium. And
it's never just like, you know, a day out, is it?
No.
It's never a shitfall.
And she's put 28 challenges in these Scriniums.
Oh my God, just fucking...
And a tea light in each one of them, and a challenge in each of them, and I have to write down the challenge next to it. And it's got a tea set with it from India. So after I've done every challenge, I have to have a cup of tea, and then do a tea light. And then once I've done with the Scrinium, like during the year, if I want to give them a challenge, I have to give it to the other people in the Scrinium, because the Italian villa we're buying, well, she's buying and letting us live there, is called Penumbra. So we're getting these penumbratic objects. So the Scrinium is one of these penumbratic objects. Yeah. And once I've done the challenge, I have to give the penumbratic Scrinium to one of the other people for a challenge.
Have you got the Scrinium?
I've got the Scrinium in my house, yeah.
What does it look like?
It's a cabinet like this.
Can I ask, like, when you say challenge, what do you mean?
So my challenge is like probably couch to 4K.
Just taking 1K off there?
Yeah, it's couch to 5K is the traditional.
All right.
You're doing 4, aren't you?
Yeah, probably. Couch to 1K. Couch to getting out of bed.
Couch to Tesco.
Couch to getting out of bed. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, well, Tom, happy birthday, mate.
Happy birthday. Dom's completed couch to kitchen. He's so happy with himself, isn't he?
Yeah. I do need to sort my health out a little bit this year, because the doctor did ring me a while ago and say I've got fatty liver, and my mum went nuts for a while.
You said that sounds absolutely delicious, didn't you?
Fatty liver?
Oof, imagine that for the Chinese.
I do like liver. It's quite nice, but I don't want a liver transplant. I've done one transplant. I don't want to get like a tally chart of transplants, you know.
Yeah. What about your uni? You want to get a first in that?
Oh, shit.
What?
You've not done any work.
Oh, I've got to do loads of work for tomorrow.
Forget about that.
I've got to do a podcast. I've got a podcast on Book of Daniel from the Bible and Belshazzar's Feast by William Walton.
Let's do a practice one.
Okay, right.
What's the Book of Daniel about?
Book of Daniel is, it's a... Shit, I can't do that, can I? I can't... I'm an R. Book of Daniel is...
You can quickly, edit before, the... We haven't started the podcast yet. You tell us what Book of Daniel is about and we'll do a quick podcast.
Oh, Book of Daniel.
Yeah,
Book of Daniel. It's from the Old Testament.
Okay, what happens?
People thought that Daniel is a noble Jew. In exile from Judea in Babylon because Nebuchadnezzar invaded Judea and why have you got Book of Daniel up? I'm supposed to know this.
In case we need it.
We should give you some background
reading. And he's a noble Jew in exile in Babylon and he's known for his wisdom and he kind of gets up in the court of Babylon and then there's this huge feast that Belshazzar holds and he gets these vessels because he sacks this temple in Jerusalem. He's got all these sacred vessels and he's kind of cheersing to all his lords, to these heathen gods, right? And then God's like, no, this is horrible, you can't praise to heathen gods. So Habakkuk comes down and writes on the wall, like in this kind
a big
of
what comes down?
Big hand comes down, God, and writes on the wall. It's where the term writing, where the phrase writing on the wall comes from, right?
Really?
And no one in
that's
his court
nice.
No
I
one
in, it was from Harry Potter.
No one in his court can no one in his court can decipher this message, so he gets Daniel, this noble Jew, who was very wise, along to read it. And it says, "Many, many tekel."
Man, I'd love to be called noble one day. Yeah. Noble Joe. What? How'd you be called noble?
Your bollocks chopped off.
Is that what it means?
No.
When do I get the title round the town of noble?
I don't
Joe?
Think you'll ever be noble.
No.
You have to be from noble birth, really.
You might have like global radio, but noble.
Why not noble?
Because you're not from noble blood.
What's noble blood?
Well, kind of aristocratic noble blood.
So, it's a shame, isn't it? When are you doing this podcast then? Because I'm out of depth for that.
Yesterday.
And what should it sound like? Should it sound like that?
Okay, so when we've done this, are you just going to quickly film that yesterday then?
What?
You said you had to film it yesterday.
No, I have to do it today or tomorrow. Well, it's in for tomorrow at 9 o'clock at night.
So when are you filming it?
I don't film it, I record it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sorry, Mr. Pedantic. When are you getting
he's
it
not,
down?
No, he's right though, isn't he? He's not making a fucking TikTok account as well. doing clips.
So essentially it's about Booker Daniel.
And what are you getting involved for? You're giving him shit.
I thought I was going through it. It's Belshazzar's Feast, and it's adapted by William Walton, the composer, right, in the 20th century to this book.
But I don't get what the podcast is about.
Those things.
Are we?
Is it like a Joe Rogan style interview?
No, it's me talking about those things and the decadence in them.
Why is it a podcast, though?
Because that's what the uni's prescribed it as.
I know, but why is it not just like an audio drama?
I don't know.
Okay. So podcast implies people talking about who you meant to do it with?
No one. On your own.
Just upload it on Spotify. You can go via Audio Boom. That's what we do.
What's that?
It's where you put your audio through.
Oh, shit. I'm absolutely fucked.
Just use the phrase biblical Aramaic a lot and you'll get away with it.
No, it's written in Aramaic, Hebrew, and then Aramaic again, but that's not really about the decadence. The decadence is the background why the Book of Daniel was written. It was written. This is not very good for YouTube, is it?
Did you ever do an oral exam?
Yeah, viva voce.
Did you ever do that?
Do you want to know a fact?
Go on.
Oral sex is the most common lead for throat cancer these days now.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
The BBC, I think.
At Roman feasts, they used to know who... They would avoid people who went down on women because they could smell it on their breaths.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, they knew that. They could smell it on
their breaths. So, a BBC has told you about throat cancer.
Can we just
You've got to make a podcast about a noble man.
Noble Jew.
Right, a noble Jew.
That's important. Daniel's a Jew.
That's fine. So right. So you got to get that done. You feeling good though into the new year?
Not really, no.
Yeah. Ethan, did you ever have to do an oral exam? Do you remember oral tests, oral presentations, PowerPoint? I think it was just a way of teachers helping you stand in front of a class and talk about stuff. You used to talk about your favourite subject. It could be about anything. Do you not remember this?
No.
You used to make a PowerPoint. You used to stand there. I did it in my class. At least once a year.
I once did Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright in the Forest of the Night. What immortal hand or eye can defy thy faithful symmetry?
No, it's to shape thy faithful symmetry.
Fuck. But back in the day,
that's pretty good. That was your...
Yeah, it's pretty good, although you got it wrong. Who was it by?
It was 10 years ago.
Who was it by?
No, it was more than that. It was 15 years
ago. Who was it by? William Blake.
William Owen.
Close then, wasn't he?
William Owen's a footballer, isn't he?
No. Yeah, Michael. Right, what did you do yours about?
I did one at uni. I can't remember what it was about. We didn't do all that. We went into talking at school.
We used to stand up and talk about your favourite things ever. I did War of the Worlds.
Did you go to a real school?
Yeah,
of course. Or did you go to one of those schools where everyone passes but no one gets any,
I went to a real school. Of course I did. Great school.
I did Viva Voce.
Have you ever told on this podcast who you went to school with?
What, the footballer?
Yeah. Did you go to private school?
No, just a guy.
You know about this, don't you, Ethan?
What's he called?
He joined for like a month, didn't he?
No, a full year. Full year.
Adrian Rabiot.
A footballer.
Do you know a footballer called Joe Potts?
No.
Oh, Phil Potts. You have a couple of cafes in town.
So you went to school with Adrian Rabiot for a year, who's played for Juventus, PSG, the French national team, probably 30 times.
Maybe he's won the World Cup.
Probably a World Cup winner, yeah.
Rabiot and his brother, who were weirdly 1 year below and 1 year above us, came to our year, which is weird, isn't that?
What?
Weird, isn't it?
So they were one of them was younger than you, one of them older than you, and they were both just put in your year.
One of them should have been in year 9, and one of them should have been in year 11, but they were both put in year 10, like averages, I guess.
I love that. I just like sticking both in the same year.
Rabiot was playing for Man City at the time because we were a Catholic school, although they do have a Catholic connection city in town, St. Bede's. For some reason, they came to us for a year. And
St. Bede's is a good school.
St. Bede's is a great school. Well, Man City, all the Man City players go there. But maybe it was before they created this partnership. Anyway, he was a good lad, good at French. If anything, he cheated at French.
What were his grades like in French?
I said, can I copy your homework? He won't have any of it.
No.
But he's a good lad. And our mate Andrew Ewing still hosts this day that he saved a penalty off Rabiot in the last day of school.
Really?
Yeah, that's a
good... Just in the playground then? Did you play like...
He wasn't allowed to play football until the last week of school. Then he was allowed.
Really?
Apparently he wasn't allowed to do PE. He wasn't allowed to do anything. His brother was exceptional footballer.
Really?
So I can only imagine how good Rabiot actually was.
So you never got to
play
football with him?
No, the last week. We all played football. We had a big five-a-side game.
Well, how good was he?
Phenomenal.
Was he?
But he got a penalty saved against him.
He's gone on to be probably one of the 50 best midfielders of his generation.
Yeah.
Like, not the top,
not
top
the
level.
Top.
He's a fantastic international level, like Champions League footballer.
Anyone famous in your year?
No. The only, Lee Westwood's the only famous person Lee Westwood works on.
Really?
Did you? Was he nice? What was he like?
Yeah. He's French, you know what I mean?
What's that? No, I don't know what.
Well, we couldn't really. We spoke a bit, but we couldn't really get.
Was his English not great?
Not great.
Bless him. Dom, have you got a poem for us?
Oh, yes. Life's like a box of chocolates. No, love's like a box of chocolates.
Okay.
You never know whether she's going to cheat on you, or you'll find her in bed with a man and you'll have to kill her, him, and yourself.
Wild.
In that order. So if you start with you, you never get to them. Classic.
Right. I'm so anxious now.
Thank you. Why are you anxious?
I was talking about the Book of Daniel.
Oh, shit, the Book of Daniel. Yeah. Right, thank you very much for watching, everyone. This has been the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Ethan, please.
See ya.